Dan, every generation gets old, if they are lucky, but it seems like the baby boomers are struggling with this concept a little bit.
Yes, we are. And after all, Maiken, the world changed around us. I mean, we were children of Sputnik, of hiding under desks. We were the ones that got us out of Vietnam, and we were the ones that started the women's movement and the civil rights movement. We were the ones that changed the world after the world began to change around us. It's hard. It's hard to grow old and live in a culture where we are seen as less relevant.
The article describes that kind of sagging, angsty feeling when people sit around a table and suddenly everybody is younger than they are. What's the angst? What is it about?
Well, first, you've got to be careful with your language, Maiken. The second word you used in your question was sagging. So when you talk
sinking.
About...
sinking feeling. Sorry.
So what is it? You know, the author of the article wrote, and I had this own experience myself, I was always the youngest. I was the... You know, the firecracker, the guy with a future, you know. I was young and bright, and now I look around the room and I'm pretty much neither. But I like it. I like being seen as the elder. I don't have to pretend anymore. I don't have to do things I can't do. I can be who I am. My memory is, well, awful. And in its place, I've got a wider perspective. I see things in the big picture. I'm less reactive. I've got lots of experience and lots of resources, and they haven't left me. So that's a byproduct of being the elder. And if I can be comfortable bringing what I do have and bringing what I am to the room, then it's a very pleasurable experience.
What's your advice for your generation, for anybody who's kind of struggling with this issue of being older, not feeling relevant, not feeling perhaps included? What could they do?
Well, you might not like this answer, but one of the reasons we fight against growing old is because of the death problem.
Yeah.
It is a problem, and we don't want to die, and we want to avoid that as much as possible. But we don't take the next step. Why don't we want to die? Because we love this life and connect with the love of this life and connect with why you love this life and what you love about it. My advice then is enjoy your life, cherish it, share the gifts that you have, enjoy everything you can about it. Yeah, you're going to have arthritis. Yeah, you're going to have this sagging feeling when you look in the mirror. But you love this life. We all do. Love it better.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.